something like that.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I said it was to my knowledge that my wife put up a Google ad or something like that. So
A Google ad? Okay, let me ask Tina to take a look. I didn't see one listed up there now, but let me have her take a look. Hang on here. I'm just grabbing her to apply the rate for me.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Chris. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm excited for the weekend? It's almost here. How about you?
Oh, yeah, trust me. Well, actually, I think I got to probably work half the weekend, but...
Is
what it is, right?
Well, I hear that a lot with business owners, and I always say you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she put a note in here that you thought that your wife had set up a Google ad for your company?
I think she did. I mean, I'm not 100% positive on it because... instead of actually people calling for, like, business, I was getting, are you hiring? I'm like, no. They're like, well, that's not what your Google ad says. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you because, you know, so I don't know if there was a mess up on the Google ad or if there is a Google ad. I mean, I get, like, a weekly report saying that, you know, 10,000 people saw it, but, you know, nobody's taking action on it, so...
Oh, I see. Okay. So it sounds to me like she probably created a Google business page for you because a Google ad would be a pay-per-click campaign, and I'm sure that you're not paying every single time somebody clicks on it, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because even if you had a Google ad and it was someone looking for a job, money would come out of the budget. So, you know, I don't think you want to get involved with any of that. Matter of fact, we do Google ads here too, but they're better for the big corporations that have, you know, thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't really do much for the smaller businesses. So the package that you need is the one that we're calling you about, which is the one that will put you on the first page of the Google Maps locally. That's the highest revenue generating section in line, meaning that when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass those paid ads at the top, and they'll go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. So, your wife, if she created the Google business page, I'm thinking that's probably what she meant because that's free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to hire anyone to create one. You know, every business owner can create it themselves. But that in and of itself will never bring you a new client because when people search for your services, you know, it'll be, you know, on the back pages somewhere and nobody goes to the back pages. You know, typically less than 1% of consumers will even click to page 2. You know what I mean? So the beauty of this program is that we would optimize the Google listing to show on the very first page of the search results where that high revenue is generated, and it's exclusive, meaning that the positions just became available, we are filling it today. So if it is something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. Now, let's see here. You're brand new as of this year, is that correct?
Yeah, the company was official February, I think.
Oh, wow. Good for you, Chris. You know, they say the first couple of months are the hardest, so at least you're over that hump, right?
Getting there.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. So the reason I ask is because you're brand new as of this year, you will absolutely qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also it would be programmed into the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So you know how, for instance, more and more people these days, I should say, are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program CW and Sun Preservation into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhone, the Android, the tablet, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything set up for the business yet?
We just started with the Facebook.
Okay.
We don't have a website yet because, honestly, I don't know who to turn to because a touch of, let's say, back history. I've been doing, like, property preservation my whole life, but I took a little sabbatical and was driving truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was owner-operator, and we hired somebody to make a logo and everything for us, mm-hmm. and it turned out to be a scam, and I still get phone calls that they're going to sue me for copyright infringement. And I'm like, dude, like, what are you talking about? You know? So it's actually, when it comes to, like, website design and stuff like that, it's more or less like, who can you even trust anymore?
Yeah, you know, be really careful with that, too, because some of the people that call out and say, oh, you're going to get sued for copyright infringement, sometimes those are scams, too. You know, sometimes your website is completely fine, and then there's scams that'll call out and try to scare you on it. So, but the reason I asked you about that, Chris, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if the Facebook for the business is up and running already, that's great. We can use that. If not, we would create one for you. And you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, the next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from that social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay, so I mean, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this program. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Since it's for the business, it's going to be CW.
Mm-hmm.
sunspreservation@gmail.com.
Got it. And then what is your last name?
Weidman, W-E-I-D-M-A-N.
Is that German?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah, it sounds German. Okay. My dad's German too, so. And then is the business phone number of the one that you want displayed on Google the same number that we're talking on?
Yes.
Excellent. And is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
I want everything to go through this main number right now.
Okay, excellent. And then for the listing, do you want it to show as CW and Sons Preservation, or would I add in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
Well, see, the thing is with this business, with this business, it's actually the business name is actually just CW and Sons.
Okay.
Oh, Christ, really? Hold on. It's actually CW & Sons, the business name.
Okay.
I guess the more or less the description is property preservation and demolition.
Okay.
So CW & Sons is just the name, and like I said, property preservation and demolition is just more or less descriptive than anything.
So what I would recommend is, and you can do it whatever you like, it's just a preference, but I would recommend to put all of that on there, CW and Sons, Property Preservation and Demolition. But if you want to just do it with CW and Sons Preservation, that's okay too. That's just a preference.
Oh, no, I would put the whole thing up there if it was my choice.
Okay, yeah, I recommend doing it that way. And then also, if you change your mind, let's say, 6 weeks from now, you're like, oh, I wish I didn't list it that way, no problem. Any revisions that you make to your listing down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, okay? And then is the business address the one on 2422 Birch Street?
Yeah, the address is 2422 Birch Street.
Okay. So I don't think Google will send you a PIN verification code since your wife already set up the Google page. But in the event that she didn't, let's say she did something else and we weren't aware of it, then we would go ahead and get back to you. And then we would, possibly have that 5-digit PIN code come to that address. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So cw.sunspreservation@gmail.com. It said that the email stuck, but then when I went to the next page, it erased it. So I'm just trying to make sure.
That's the full box.
Chris Weidman. Good. Okay, good. It's stuck now. So I can actually secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
It would be a debit card.
Okay. Does it have your name on it or the company name or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you or just first and last?
Middle initial is J.
J, you said?
Yep, like J's and James.
Oh, James. Okay, I like that. Okay, J for James. And then is it the same billing address or a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Not for billing, no.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
23.
Mm-hmm.
8800.
Okay.
0024.
Got it.
5459.
Read the first four again. The phone cracked up. All I heard was the 23 at the very beginning. I didn't hear the first two digits.
47.
47. Okay, so 4723.
So just to repeat, it should be 4723-8800-0024-5459.
Perfect. That's exactly what I have. Okay, great. And then expiration?
0228.
And then the little code on the back?
This one is 005.
Okay. And then does it say Chris or Christopher or how's your name written on here? I asked about the middle initial, but I didn't ask about the first name.
No, it's Christopher, middle initial J, last name Weidman, W-E-I-D-M-A-N.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So now I have that all official. And then what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you. What that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you placed. Now, I know that you don't have a website yet, so I'm going to include one also. So if you have anything special that you'd like to put on the website, like a logo or pictures or before and after photos, please let them know when they call you. If not, that's okay. We'll use stock photos that are not copyright infringed and that they've already worked successfully in your industry just to launch the site. And then down the road, if you ever wanted to add to it, you can do that, okay? So
yeah.
Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Property Preservation and Demolition.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Christopher J. Weidman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, all that means is if you do anything else online in the future, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay? And then...
Yeah, because the only other thing that I've done online, I think, was that I just got... just started a thing with Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you for relaying that because that doesn't conflict with this at all. That's the other side of the coin because they're a lead generation program. So I'll put that in the notes, but just so you know, we deal with a lot of the Angie leads and Home Advisor clients. So this will actually enhance that program, okay? So...
Okay.
Payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 9th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, for the client interview, that appointment takes 20, possibly 30 minutes max, and they're triply booked for the rest of today, but tomorrow I'll have them call you. What works best, morning or afternoon, and I'll tell you what's available.
Wait, I didn't hear the first part of that. Who is this calling me?
Oh, the technician will call you tomorrow to do the client interview to start the keywords and going over your service area and building your website and everything. So that appointment will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And to schedule it out for tomorrow, what looks better, morning or afternoon? And then that way I'll tell you what's available.
Honestly, I'm kind of open to all of it. So
okay.
What do you got available in the morning?
I have a 10 a.m. open. Would that work?
10 a.m. works for me.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing right now, Chris, is I'm blocking out an hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, I did get you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Hold on, Jeff. Yeah, I got text.
Okay, so if you open that text, there's going to be a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is that will load a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Just scroll down to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug this in. Plug in your name exactly the way it shows there, because that's how it is on the billing with the Christopher and the J. And then when you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now. That username and password is already in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Hold on 1 second. Let me check it out. My stupid phone. All right, so that's my phone number.
Oh, you got the username and password. So you're looking at the, let's see here. Okay, yeah.
Just click here, type your name as soon as above.
Yep, and if it doesn't accept it, that just means you forgot to click those two boxes I was talking about.
Oh, got to agree to the SMS. Messages sent to this phone number, and I certify that I'm the authorized card user.
Excellent. And then when you get that prompt for the username and password, that's your sign that it went through okay.
All right, confirm signature. Signature does not match. Please type your name. Exactly as it appears, Christopher J. Wiseman. That is exactly how it appears.
It does. Interesting. Let me see here.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I got it.
What is it?
Oh, come on. Nope, it was me.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I spelled something wrong.
No, we're good.
Christopher has a PH, but I guess some people would put an F in there instead, and I didn't ask you, so I'm happy that I did it right.
No, I always say my name is spelled the old school way.
Okay, good.
No, I put when I type my name in, I always put a period after the J, and the period was kicking me out.
Oh, got it. Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, so perfect. So I think that all went through. Is it asking you for the username and password?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so you're all good to go there. That information is in your welcome email also. And then lastly, our customer support number is also on that text message. We're available for you, Chris, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you ever have a question or an update, you can just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me again, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So once you put in that 777, it will automatically ring to my desk.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. Like I said, I'm so glad that it worked out for you. Have a very, very profitable year. And then tomorrow the technician will be calling you around 10 in the morning. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Chris. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye.
Bye-bye.